Once upon a time, there were three wolves, and the daddy wolf was called Wolf Heinrich Graubart. Oh, sorry. The daddy wolf was called Growler, and the mummy wolf was called Prowler, because she prowled when she hunted, and the little baby wolf was called Howler. You can guess why. One day, Growler said, "What I fancy for supper tonight is a grilled grandmother."
Such Rotten Luck, The Ups and Downs of a Second-Class Writer by Ronald Heyman, with Tim Pigott-Smith as Woodhouse, Zoe Wanamaker as Gila, and Stephen Ray as Seamus. Third Hump, Unreal City.
Ja, bitte. Zweimal Wiener Großmutter. No, Wiener Schnitzel. Mit Bratkartoffeln und... what's the German for French beans?
Isn't it Bohnen?
No, it's bones. Und Blumenkohl. You don't mind cauliflower, do you, darling?
That's fine.
Und zu trinken?
Oh, Rotwein, bitte.
Ja.
Woodhouse.
What?
Do you remember something you said about doing your damnedest to give me a good time?
I'm trying. It's not exactly easy when somebody else's biography of him is going to come out first.
Can't you look on the bright side?
If you tell me where the bright side is, I'll look on it.
You're not beaten yet, unless you think you are.
Okay. I'll think I'm not. Now, cheerful conversation. How do you like being in Berlin?
I adore it when I'm with such a witty companion and the conversation is so full of wild and epigram.
I'm sorry.
Well, at least Hildegard Blinkhorn has agreed to see you. She might have said no.
I rejoice myself much you are here.
I must say, gnädige Frau, your English is excellent.
That is only to expect when I have myself invented a colloquial method for teaching English pronunciation. With mine students, I do not permit ever to utter nothing of German throughout the entire period of instruction. I say either you speak to me in English or else you please to hold the mouth.
Good for you. Yeah, I expect Graubart took quite an interest in your teaching methods.
I do not have teaching necessary while he is keeping me.
Oh. When did you first meet him?
It's the 28th September 1947. But we are not making love until the 3 October. 11 hours.
11 hours?
Of the clock.
Oh, 11 o'clock. Gosh, God, that's very touching. I mean, remembering the exact time.
I, of course, have day books.
Diaries about your relationship?
For the genius of Graubart, one is wishing to retain each syllabub.
How right you are. I think he's the most important figure in German literature since Thomas Mann.
Since Goethe.
Did you address him as Graubart or Wolf Heinrich? Or Wolf or Heinrich?
To close friends he was and will be always Wolfi.
Wolfi. Mm. Do you happen to know who was the model for Moni Busenacht in Die Zerbrochene Dirne?
Model is not for me to say. I tell you only, he started writing it the 3 October 1947. 13 hours.
You mean 2 hours after the first time you made love? God. That's incredible.
Incredible?
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, it's wonderful to meet you knowing that you are Moni.
I then.
No, I know, but I must tell you, I think Moni Busenacht is the sexiest woman in literature since Madame Bovary.
Since Jezabel.
Jezabel?
Graubart said all writers should read the Bible. Jezabel was the wife of Potiphar, and she cuckoo him with Joseph from Arimathea.
Did Graubart ever write any letters to you?
3 kilograms.
But his letters to you weigh 3 kilograms.
You wish to see?
Oh, yes, please. Let me help you.
Not to touch.
Oh, sorry. Good heavens. These are all the letters that he wrote to you?
For 35 years, we are never separate in things of the spirit, only in material things.
Have you shown these letters to, Griselda von Schlachthof?
Who?
The lady who's written a biography.
She was, during his whole lifetime, always importunating Wolfie. But do you know what he did call her?
What?
The Heilige Griselda der Schlachthöfe. It is a joke.
Oh. Yes, I'm afraid I didn't...
There is a theatre play called Sintron of the Stock Markets.
Oh. Very good. Yeah, would you show them to me?
I do not have intimacy with you.
No, but couldn't we get... If we talk to each other a lot, and if you read some of my poems, or if I read them to you... The better we get to know each other... the more you'll see how much Graubart matters to me. I mean, it's almost like... Well, I won't say love. I could read you some of what I've written about him. It's not just a superficial account of his political activities and love affairs.
Love affairs?
Well, actually, of course, there were... As you know, there were, well, many...
What?
Well, I mean, there was only one emotional relationship that mattered, and that'll be central to my narrative. The problem is that you've been so much more dignified than other people have. You've published no details of your friendship with him, so it's hard for the biographer, without your active help, to get the balance right.
How much time you have?
Well, I've got a 5 o'clock appointment in the Humboldtstrasse.
Not with her.
Oh, now, well, I must hear Frau Graubart's point of view.
She detests me. Have you read her book?
Well, she may be a little jealous of you, perhaps, but
she never understand him.
No, but I do need to describe their marriage.
You think she will tell you the truth? I could explain you much more about the marriage than she will.
Oh, I'll be interested in anything you have to say about it, but I'm afraid right now I must...
I am free this evening.
You are? Would you... May I invite you out to dinner in a restaurant?
If you wish. But I advise you one thing in your own interest. Do not tell her you and me are in Schrutz.
Unreal City. Under the grey mist of a Nazi sun, a crowd flowed unto den Linden, so many I had not thought Schnapps had undone so many. Burps, short and infrequent, were exhaled, and each man fixed his hand upon his gut. Flowed like the spray over oblivious stones to where the last explosion scattered Hitler's bones, with a dead sound upon the final funny bone. There I saw one I knew and stopped her, crying, "Waltraut, you who were with me for the ring at Bayreuth, that sauerkraut you cooked with beer and bockwurst, has the meat begun to rot?"
Guten Tag, Frau Graubart. Wie geht es Ihnen?
Was wollen Sie, um Gottes Willen?
Sie erinnern sich nicht. Erinnern Sie nicht sich? Erinnern Sie sich nicht? Wir haben einen Rendezvous. Eine Verabredung. Fünf? You were last time I spoke in English and you answered in German.
Ah, Mr. Carlton, why did you not say it was you? Please come in.
Oh, thank you.
And how is your book on Wolfie processing?
Oh, I've actually finished the first draft.
Have you brought a copy to show me?
Oh, there's an awful lot of it I'm not satisfied with.
And with whom are you now making interviews?
No, I've just been to see Hildegard Blinkhorn.
It is, of course, important to remember that she is insane.
You think she'll be an unreliable witness?
She is convinced Wolfie made love with her.
He didn't?
Oh, you surely don't imagine he would not have told me.
Well, I mean, perhaps he didn't want to upset you.
Upsetting would not have come in question. We had the most solemn pact to tell each other the ungarnished truth.
Well, in that case, I'm sure he'd have told you.
It is not simply he never told me they were having it off together. He always told me they were not.
You want to write the whole truth about their marriage?
Yeah, tell me what the whole truth is and I'll write it.
They never make love.
Are you absolutely certain about that?
You think he would not have told me? We have a solemn pact to tell all. Oh. Now read.
Oh, right. Grabart's greatest short story, Childhood of a Left-Handed Priest, adumbrates his anti-Sartrean conviction that human life cannot be governed by human intentions. Willie, who is 7 inches shorter than any of his classmates, silences his persecutors with a retort, "Do you chaps not agree that this strange feeling of not existing is somewhat like a draught blowing through a hole in a curtain?"
Could he not then well be bothered to come for a flaming birthday?
I bet that little floozy Minnie Mouse is still schminking herself with makeup.
And yet the papa gave a long John Silver.
Pieces of ten! Pieces of ten! Shiver my timpers! Little bits and pieces of ten!
All feed you those pieces of eight, Zag.
Nine! In the British Islands we have much inflation!
Yes, I see what you mean.
Even when he hath been ill, he was always the life and ghost of the party.
Oh, was that his last birthday party?
That's right.
Is this upsetting you?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Would you prefer me to go?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
I am Wolf Heinrich Grabart. I stand up each day against the static onrush of a decaying tide. The traffic of progress is jammed into stagnation. These honking monsters are no different from the beasts who drive them. All men are meaningless, but some are more meaningless than others, and I'm more meaningless than most. Each morning, if I shave, I reflect. What do I know about this reflection? Do these features add up to identity? To others, my face has meaning. To me, each blob of flesh is accidental, like traffic driving at random. Stop it! Slow down! Don't make so much noise!
I often stop and wonder why I appeal to men. How many times...
Do you speak English, Gnädiger Frau?
After my first movie, I stayed in California 16 years, singing and making movies.
Is it true that Graubart exerted a strong influence on you?
He was wonderfully evil.
Is it possible to analyze the influence?
I guess he changed my attitude to my body.
Do you remember what he said?
I'll never forget. It was, one of those hot July days when... the sky is as blue as it can get, and the bird songs, real loud. He said, "My poor little Hedwig, you still think the me is the same as the self, and the self is the same as the body, but all three are different, and a body like yours is worth a lot of cash." Oh, I love this bit.
What am I to do? I can't help it.
God, he was wonderfully evil. But he opened the door of the cage for this canary.
And did this canary survive?
What does it look like?
You see, Gila, all these years we've been making a mistake. In Berlin, you see Graubart's philosophical writings in a different perspective. We've been assuming the me, the self and the body are the same thing, but they're not.
So what?
What do you mean, so what?
I mean, so what?
So we've got to stop worrying about work and money. We'll go somewhere we can live cheaply and just enjoy the sun and each other and being alive. This must be why I started writing about Graubart. I knew he could change our lives. What do you think?
I think you've gone mad. I hope it's temporary.
Das ist lächerlich, was du schreibst.
What do you mean?
Du denkst, dass ich genauso idiotisch bin wie du.
I can't help it if my intelligence doesn't function on the same level as yours.
Warum denn musst du unbedingt über mich schreiben?
I don't know. You interest me. No, more than that, you fascinate me, obsess me. I need to understand you. If I can get this book right, I'll be less like myself and more like you.
Du spinnst.
Honestly.
Du bist noch dummer als ich dachte.
There he is.
Where? I don't see him.
Oh. There. Seamus!
Who's the girl with him?
Never seen her before. Seamus!
Woodhouse!
Hey. Sheila!
Good journey.
Good to see you.
How are you enjoying
Welcome
it?
To Berlin.
I'm glad you decided to come.
How could I possibly not come? Creative artists like us never know where the next inspiring sensation is going to come from, do we?
Right.
Wie bitte?
This is Jutta, by the way.
Guten Tag.
She doesn't speak any English.
You don't speak any German.
Yes, it'll be nice having Woodhouse to interpret for us.
Jutta!
Dietrich! Auf Wiedersehen und nochmals danke.
She didn't tell me someone was meeting her.
Wer ist das?
Eine Länder, der hat mein Gepäck getragen.
What was that?
Oh, she says you're a half-footed Irish tramp. She conned into carrying her luggage. Come on, let's have a drink.
And don't, of course, fail to mention Graubart's extraordinary attitude to time. His output would have been less huge had he not fully exploited each instant. When I was his secretary, he would dictate both while making love to his wife Gudrun and while sitting upon the water closet. The door would be closed, but with his hoarse, strident voice he could cut across other sounds. On the other hand, he was never too busy to lavish time on young ladies highly less intelligent than himself. It is difficult to assess what they did discuss.
How can I find them?
Well, the ladies?
Yes, to interview them about him.
I've kept a note of their telephone numbers.
Oh, could I borrow that, Herr Pachmann?
I will copy some of the numbers.
By the way, how seriously did he take the pact he made with Frau Graubart and Hildegard Blinkhorn about telling the whole truth?
Oh, he took great pride in his artistry at telling lies. I once asked him, do you even lie to Hildegard in the Ferret? That was his pet name for Gudrun. He said, most of all to Hildegard in the Ferret.
But why do you want me to be Bertolt Brecht?
Because I want to get the feel of what it was like to be Graubart, sitting at this table with him. See, that's my great discovery. Biography is just like acting. You've got to get inside the skin of your character.
But what do you want me to do?
Well, you're a didactic Marxist playwright who spent most of his life in exile. Just react naturally to everything I say.
I'll have a go, but don't expect too much.
Okay. Violence is just passive courage infatuated by danger.
In a manner of speaking, you might say.
Your talent consists of the love you affix like glue to the dirty skin of a dogma. You see the bourgeois citizen as the provocative combination of the enemy soldier and the ruthless criminal.
Well, you have to pass the time somehow. And what I always say is, a stitch under the river is worth 9 burnt bridges.
But that's nonsense.
You thought you were talking sense?
I've brought you a present.
For me?
Yes.
How passionate.
Oh, it's nothing much. It's just my biography of Samuel Pepys. The first edition. Well, actually, there is only one edition. I had to keep the length down to 75,000 words, so it doesn't have the depth it might have had. But my Graubart biography will be much longer.
I have something will interest you.
Hmm? My God. Is that actually a pipe Graubart smoked?
She come here. She says she is the lawful wife and I must give her everything. You think I did? Oh, no. Wolfie would not wish me to. This pipe, he smoke only here. You want to touch?
May I really?
Don't be shy.
Oh. It still has the odour of stale tobacco. To think Graubart's teeth gripped this stem. You know, you have a superb, intuitive understanding of the experiences that bring a biographer closer to his subject. Oh, superb. May I hold it in my hand for a
moment? I have something else.
Oh, Graubart actually wore those socks.
This is not just any old socks he wore. These socks he wore the day he finished writing Die Zerbrochene Dirne.
Gosh.
These socks I never will wash. Never.
May I sniff?
Help yourself.
Magnificent.
I'd buy another beer if I could afford it.
It's okay.
You're looking absolutely terrific this evening.
Thanks, Seamus.
I do wish I had a bit of money. I'm glad I'm here, though, to keep you company. I mean, what would you do otherwise? It's not like London. If you were on your own, there'd be men trying to pick you up. It's rotten of him, expecting you to sit around waiting for him.
I knew he'd have to work in the evenings.
What exactly did Graubart say?
I'm trying to remember. I'm so thirsty.
Would you like some Perrier?
Let's have another bottle of champagne.
Well,
I'm enjoying myself with you so much.
You are?
Hey, Robert, bitte noch eine Flasche Sekt, ja?
What sort of things did you and Graubart actually talk about?
Well, nothing much, really. You know what it's like when a man telephones?
Yeah, I mean, you had long telephone conversations?
Not long.
What? How many times did you meet him?
We never met. He just rang up and said, how about meeting? And I said, no, thanks.
Shall we go to my room? I've got a deck of cards.
No, thanks, Seamus. I don't feel like playing cards tonight.
What about chess, then? Do you like chess?
No, thanks. I think I'll just read in bed, if you don't mind.
Go right ahead. I'll just sit here till Woodhouse gets back, if that's okay. I must have a talk with him.
Why not leave it till the morning?
You want me to go?
If you don't mind.
No, not at all. That's okay. I'll go. Good night, Sheila.
Good night.
By the way, Sheila, you're looking absolutely smashing.
Thanks. Good night, then.
Good night, Sheila. And by the way, if you get bored with reading or if you change your mind about the card game or about the chess, I'm in room 14.
Okay, Seamus. Good night. Seamus, if you don't go away, I'm going to telephone Woodhouse. I know where he is.
I'm glad you like the poems. Do you feel we've got to know each other well enough now for you to show me the...
The last poems of John Donne are most magnificent. You have brought more?
Well, this time I've brought something different. This is poetry of my own.
Love poetry?
Well, these are poems I've written for you.
For me?
Well, it goes without saying that I don't compare myself to Graubart. I know I'm not a great writer, or even a major writer, but you have something, I don't know what it is, that drives a writer to his biro.
You will read to me his verses?
May I?
With me, please, not to stand upon ceremonial. Read!
Right. When you consider how your light is spent... The light that glisters from those radiant eyes. Does not the past seem like a gift but lent, not given by whatever's in the skies? You know how mortals can be made to strive against the corny thoughts that jump to mind when inspiration seems to...
Please excuse. I do not know who can possibly assume the liberty to call at this advanced hour. Hello, Jan? Yes, he is. For you.
For me? Mm. Oh, that's very odd. hello? Oh, hi. Oh, it's not all that late, is it? Well, you know what he's like. Just tell him to piss off. No, well, lock the door. No, I can't. Look, I don't know how much longer. This is extremely important work we're doing. All right. Bye. I really am terribly... I'm terribly sorry. Just my wife being disturbed.
You did not mention you are married? No doubt you had better attend to her needs.
Well, when shall I see you?
You may telephone if you wish.
Hello, yeah?
Hello, Gnädige Frau. How are you this morning? It's Woodhouse Carton here. Look, I'm sorry about last night.
Frau Blinkhorn is not here. She is gone from Berlin. I do not know when she will return. You wish to leave message?
No. Oh, yes. Tell her I'm sorry.
What's happening?
We're going back to London. That's what's happening.
Hello, Gila. It's Sasha again. I am tired of talking to your silly old machine. Ring me when you get back, darling. I am longing for a nice long chat. Bye.
Woodhouse, Tosh here. The fuzz has sussed out the garage I'd out. Destroy all car bombs the minute you get back. No, seriously, it's Jasper. Do give us a ring.
Hello, Woodhouse. Mark Grimshaw here. Good news for you. Something rather lucrative. It's not definite yet, but if you ring before Thursday, I'm pretty sure I can punt it in your direction. It's another biography.
Bloody hell, isn't that... typical.
Didn't you give him the Berlin telephone number?
No, I never thought he'd try and get in touch.
You didn't? Oh, Woodhouse, bloody hell, you're always complaining about your luck, but for Christ's sake, it's not bad luck, it's sheer stupidity.
Well, maybe it still isn't too late.
He said Thursday.
I know he said Thursday. All the same, I'll give him a ring. Or maybe call in at the office. You never know. It may still be all right.
Did you see the paper this morning?
Oh, well.
Listen to this. An important literary gift has been made to the Staatsbücherei in Berlin. Frau Hildegard Blinkhorn, originator of a unique conversational method of teaching English pronunciation and a former friend of the writer Wolf Heinrich Graubart, who died in 1982, received over 3,000 letters from him, which he has donated to the Staatsbücherei, also presenting the library with 45 volumes of the diaries which chronicle her relationship with Herr Graubart. Herr Kurt Wonk, director of the library's archive section, comments, "The city has benefited from the generosity of Frau Blinkhorn, who could have sold these papers privately for millions of marks."
God, that's terrific. Oh. We'll go straight back to Berlin, even if I have to borrow money and delay public... No, shut up, Seamus. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. This has happened too late for Griselda von Schlafdorf to do anything about it. So her book will be out of date before it's even published. Now, Seamus, will you come to Berlin with us?
Hold on. Don't get too excited.
What's the matter?
The Blinkhorn collection, as it will be known, will be of great interest to scholars, illuminating unknown areas of Herr Graubart's life. But Frau Blinkhorn has stipulated that the papers will not be available to either the public or researchers until the 31st of December, 1999.
Once upon a time, there was an ugly old witch with a green wooden nose and crinkly seaweed hair. But she had a lot of beautiful papers with magic recipes written on them. And there was a little elf called Boppo. And the witch said to him,
"Would you like to see these magic recipes?"
"Oh, yes, please," he said. "I'd love to."
"Well," she said, "isn't that just too bad? Because you can't."
In Unreal City, the third hump of Such Rotten Luck, The Ups and Downs of a Second-Class Writer by Ronald Heyman, Tim Pickett-Smith was Woodhouse, Zoe Wanamaker, Gila, and Stephen Ray, Seamus. Susie Brann was Jutta and Heidi, Miriam Carlin, Hildegard and Hedwig, Bill Wallace, Graubart,